This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Sarah Spain's going to hang out with me from 2 until 5.
Sarah Spain, she's Chicago's own for Blake Forest, correct?
Yes. Best known as an Emmy and Peabody award-winning sports journalist.
I'm the commish.
Okay, got
and
it.
And don't F with this is the main thing to take away.
This is the Don Levitard Show.
Oh, she loves her dog. She is a big dog lover.
My dog was like puking for a day and a half. We finally took it in. And when she went into his butt to take the tennis ball out, when she took it out, it was just explosive diarrhea.
That happened to me too, you know what I mean?
That's here it is, yeah. Big Friday night of drinking.
Brings back old memories.
Yes, my father.
Around the Horn is next.
Around the Horn.
My track team, we ran into Dennis Rodman at a bar on spring break in Newport Beach.
Oh, no.
And we went back to Rodman's house till about 4 in the morning. One of us got arrested for
you
public detox and had
Dennis
to go to jail.
Rodman when you... Oh, my goodness. In jail time?
So we all go to his house. He has his chef come over, make us fried chicken.
Jail time. You're a felon.
JT, baby.
Yeah.
JT. I know that.
Not me, thankfully. Not me.
What is this? This is the Secret Society of Women in Sports Media, Katie. We meet weekly.
We all decided it was time to bring you into the fold.
Congrats, Katie. You're in. What's next, burn ceremony?
What's a burn ceremony?
I have the bad tweets of the week. Let us read. Sarah Spain makes my ears bleed. Burn it.
It is our only goal in life, as women in sports, is to take this thing that men have loved and destroy it piece by piece.
Well, can I ask, like, how do we do it?
I talk about football. Never even played the game.
I was taken aback when I saw what Sarah Spain had to say. It made me pause for a minute, and then I said, you know what? She's right.
The official adventures of Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. Spiegs is off today. Alex is here, though. Tanny is here. And in Spiegel's place, it's Sarah Spain!
Whoop, whoop. That was a nice walk down memory lane. Wow, he went deep.
That's the thing about Chris Tannehill. He always makes sure that we bring people out. It's the one thing that I agree with Steve Harvey about. Steve Harvey talked about in Kings of Comedy that his goal when he's bring the rest of the people out, you got to bring them out. And that's what Tanny does better than anybody in our business. So thank you for saying yes to the opportunity to come hang out with a few hours. Very nice of you, because I know that you're super busy.
I am busy, but it's going to be fun. I haven't gotten to gas bag for 3 hours on local radio for quite some time. I've been taking a break from the gas baggery in my podcast. It's a little less gas bagging.
Yeah, it's very well done and serious and important and all that edited and all that good stuff. And you've also been writing a book.
Yeah, the book comes out on Tuesday, which is wild. I was talking about it the other day, and I'm like, I was basically like, you know how elephants, their gestation is like 2+ years? That's what the book baby was. It's like, it was in there for a long time, and you're writing by yourself for like several years. And then all of a sudden, it's like, all right, here it is. I hope it doesn't suck. Everyone read it. Everyone check it out, you know?
The name of the book is Runs in the Family. You should pre-order it. It comes out next Tuesday. That you can get the book. And the internet is sometimes wrong, so I want to make sure I got this right. You are going to be working with Russ and Sierra on the movie?
Yeah. So when I originally wrote the story that the book is based on a couple years ago for ESPN, it was an E60 and a long form feature story. And it went super viral. Reese Witherspoon, Bob Iger, all these people posting about it, writing about it. Denzel Washington and Jamie Foxx both went to their agents at CAA to talk about the movie. So then when the movie offers came in, we ended up going with this company, Macro, that's done a bunch of really high-profile films. Sorry to Bother You, Fences, Mudbound, all these. But Russ and Sierra's company that they have wanted to do it. And when they lost out, they said, can we still come on as executive producers? And I'm like, hell yeah. So yeah, me, Russ, Sierra,
kicking it.
Possibilities are unlimited.
I see what you did there, Mr. Unlimited. Here's what we got planned for you. Seth Wickersham is going to join us at 3 o'clock. We'll ask him if he heard what Caleb had to say, and if he didn't, Tanny will play for him what Caleb had to say yesterday about the book that he wrote. At 4 o'clock, Dan Wiederer is going to join us. At 5 o'clock, we're going to tag in Cassie Carlson because Sarah's got things to do.
Bring in the closer,
and Cassie is going to give us like an extended Bears report because she's been up at Hallis Hall the last couple of days. You are a huge Cub fan. It's huge. And I want to get into your Cubs fandom in the next segment, but what's it like watching this team this season be this good?
It's so fun. You know, the questions are there about can the pitching keep up with the offense and everything, but you know, chicks dig the long ball. Everybody loves offense. A team that you know in the sixth inning, if they're down, it's possible and actually likely that they're still going to tack on four or five more runs in the late innings, that they're never out of it, that they're doing it in such a thrilling way, that they have characters and players that you attach to, whether that's, you know, PCA or Tucker or Saya, you know, it's a blast. And especially at a time when our teams are really letting us down across the board, to have, especially in a spring where it's not spring yet, it's still mostly winter, to have this thing that brings us joy every day and I turn it on and I'm ready to be excited about what I'm watching. Like, we need this right now.
I got to tell you, I was not expecting the text that you sent the group last night to make me as sad as it did. But your take on Chicago sports right now and all the places that we might go run for joy, even with Chicago sports, have kind of let us down.
Well, so my job now every single day is making my daily podcast Good Game with Sarah Spain on iHeart. And it's the only daily women's sports show of any kind anywhere, website, radio, podcast, television, anything. So we're like devoted to giving people all the information that they need and want about all the women's sports going on, which is a ton. And across the landscape, it is blowing up. It is joyful. Teams are undefeated and crushing it and winning. And here in Chicago, where I'm trying to spread the gospel, we suck. And I'm like, just a couple of years ago, if you went to a Chicago then Red Stars game, you could see one of the greatest players in the world, Sam Kerr, scoring goals and then doing backflips on the field. And not very many people were there for that, right? You could see Candace Parker and Courtney Vandersloot and all these players winning a title. Kalia Copper winning a title with like Chance the Rapper on the, you know, front, you know, baseline dancing, you know, swag surfing while everybody's cheering. But it was still, you know, we were still convincing people. And now most people are convinced and they want to talk WNBA and they're looking at $250 million valuations for NWSL teams and everything's blowing up. And our Chicago color neutral stars suck. And our sky are off to a terrible start. So I'm like, no, come watch. It's great. Except for us. Not us. Ah!
I keep telling people that Courtney Vandersloot, if your child wants to play point guard.
Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Show videos of Courtney Vandersloot. Like, she's a perfect point guard. But unfortunately, there are not a lot of scorers on the sky.
Yeah, a perfect point guard that feeds the ball to people inside that can't finish.
It's a problem.
It's a problem.
So there you have the Cubs kind of helping everyone out.
You're our only hope.
They're clearly the only hope. And to see them at this point And I know that there are people who are like, well, they only beat the Rockies. Like, yeah, but let's talk about what their April schedule was.
Right.
It was a murderer's row. And they did fine. They were, what, four over after they got to when they got right. to May? And they're continuing winning. They got through the gauntlet.
Yeah.
So, yes, the bum slaying is totally fine for
them. Champagne problems when we're like, yeah, it was a sweep, but it was a weak sweep. Like, yeah, it was. We should have beat those butts. But we still won all the games. And especially after the record that they put up in the beginning of the season when they were playing all above 500 teams. Mm-hmm. When they get to here, if they lose a little bit of focus against a historically bad team and limp their way to three wins, we'll take it.
Right. And the reaction that we would have had had they dropped two of three, right. it would have been epic.
Yeah.
People would have been very upset and be like, this team's not that good. I love Craig Counsell. He's on our show regularly. He, to me, has pushed all the right buttons. And it's fun to see. Like, I feel like, and you can tell me if you feel similarly, I feel like he needed a year to get under the hood here. And he needed to go, okay, this is how it works. This is what our payroll is going to be. This is how they like things. And now that I think that he kind of got his way in some of the things that they wanted to do, I feel like we're seeing a better product with the Cubs overall.
Yeah, I mean, I think anytime you're changing styles and leadership, it takes a little bit of time, unless your roster is just a murderer's row that can operate independently. And I think, obviously, we love David Ross as a human and as a manager and as a person, and he did a fine job during a sort of intermittent time. But bringing Counsell in and then spending to get the couple guys they needed and getting guys healthy, he's making it work.
This texter says, hearing Sarah on the score is like seeing Eric Bischoff on Raw. A wrestling reference. You are correct. I joked, where were we at? Was it the green tie ball? You and I took a picture together of the green tie ball, and I was like, yeah, on like Earth 616, this has been the afternoon show for 5 years. In an alternate universe, yeah. This has been the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.